Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this week, we are going to hear from three-time Indy 500 winner, Johnny Rutherford, part one. Stay tuned next weekend for part two. We will also hear from Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. We will also hear from Patrick Warren, president of Kansas Speedway, about their upcoming May races, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
When we say we are the area's grain storage product leader, we mean it at International Steel Erectors. Here at our Owatonna location, we carry MFS Stormore, grain handler dryers, and star building systems. With the addition of our NASCO equipment location in Fairmont, this adds GSI, Baylin, Zimmerman, and Farm Fan dryers, and many other grain products to our lineup. Contact us today at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment at 507-451-3000. Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man here to remind you that Cookies products aren't just for barbecue night. Let us make your other favorite meals and gatherings better too. Top your tacos with Cookies taco sauce on Taco Tuesday. Smother your wings with our Wings and Things hot sauce for Wing Wednesday. Pair Cookies premium salsa with chips for Fiesta Friday. Make all of your favorite appetizers with our products on Sunday Funday. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Visit us at cookiesbbq.com.
Cookies is the one.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Napa Know How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Hey, this is Dave for Severson-Lyle VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by three-time Indy 500 winner Johnny Rutherford. And Johnny, how did you become interested in racing, and where did you get your start?
Oh, gosh. I harbored the idea I wanted to be a race driver since I was 9 years old. And I had not seen any race cars or anything until my dad, when I was 9 years old, took me out to the track in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the fairgrounds, and they were getting ready for the evening, Saturday evening midget car race there. And something that really excited me. I thought that would really be a lot of fun to do. And so I kind of grew up with race cars and Speed Age magazines and all of the periodicals with the, you know, stories about racing, and followed racing as much as I could till I got into high school age. And then it kind of got away to sports, you know, football and so on. And anyway, I didn't get started in racing until I was 21, I guess, my first year. So I got a late start, but I still started racing, and, the rest is history, as they say.
Explain what a modified was back when you got your start at Devil's Bowl Speedway.
I found a 32 Chevrolet five-window coupe at a service station in Grapevine, Texas, that had been closed for a while. And I bought the car and towed it back to, I was in a hot rod club in Fort Worth, in River Oaks, my community where I lived. And we had all the guys had street rods or, you know, hot rods. So they helped me build my first car, and it was, a 32 Chevrolet coupe. And the bodies could be shortened, so we took the window post out between the, what you call the opera window, or the window behind the driver and passenger door. So we cut that out and shortened the body up 6 inches and narrowed it 6 inches, and so it made it look a little smaller. And had a V8 Chevrolet, then 265 cubic inches. And so I just put it together and started my racing career in Dallas at the Devil's Bowl that first year in 1959.
Once you started racing, a direct quote from you was, "All I want to do is race." And to this day, you continue to encourage young people to pursue their dreams.
Yes, I do. And it seems to have gotten to the point to where you either had to show exceptional talent to get somebody. You know, when I got into the business back in the late 50s and early 60s, you got hired to drive a race car because you showed that you had talent and could drive a race car. And then in the 70s and 80s, late 70s and the 80s, it became a situation where how much money can you produce for the team to go racing? And if you can, you can drive the car. So it's different. It's changed quite a bit, but racing is still a great competition. You know, it's what you want to, do and go racing. And that part of it is good, but they, it's extremely fast now and things are a little different.
What do you remember about your very first trip to the Minnesota State Fair? My friend Glenn Anderson raced sprint cars in the late 50s through the early 60s and vividly remembers you as one of the all-around nice guys to hang around with during the fair races.
Well, that's nice. Yes, I absolutely cherish my years on the fair circuit, as we called it. And I always sit and think that you probably couldn't name a state fair or county fair or free fair that has a half-mile dirt track that I haven't run on, because those few years that I raced in IMCA, it was a great opportunity to learn all different types of tracks. You know, you got to where you could read the dirt and tell, you know, where it was going to be, what it was going to do, and it helps dirt racing. But anyway, it was a great thrill to run the fair circuit, because you met so many neat people and had good times and did some pretty hard racing.
Another story Glenn told me was about recapping tires, and many listeners probably don't even remember what recapping means. But according to my friend Glenn, there was a place on Oak Street in Owatonna called OK Tire, and he said Johnny Rutherford would bring his tires to Owatonna because the recapping compound that they used was the best he found for running on dirt. Do you remember that?
Gosh, to be quite honest, I don't, because Don Shepard, who was the mechanic on my car in IMCA, I don't recall ever hearing anything about the Owatonna. We raced there, I think, and maybe that's how we found it, but Don Shepard always took care of the car and its needs and tires, and we would look, you know, work at whatever we thought, and sometimes I would pick the tires, but Shepard, he liked to be the mechanic and was a great mechanic. He was very good. We won a lot of races and did a lot of great things together, but I don't recall the tire situation.
The 1965 USAC National Sprint Car Championship, I personally think that was one of your greatest accomplishments. When you think about the dangers of that era and the talent of the guys you were racing with, wow, what an accomplishment.
Yeah, it really was. Greg Weld and I went right down to the wire, and I won by the smallest margin, I think, in the history of USAC sprint car racing, and it was a great feeling to have won that championship, the national championship in sprint cars. And sprint car racing was, if you pinned me down, I would probably say that it was probably the most fun and the one that I enjoyed doing the most. But it was, you know, a lot different back then, and like you said, it was pretty dangerous. You know, it was like Russian roulette, you know, with five in and one out. You had to really be on your toes and cautious and feel any changes coming in the car or the track, and it was a great educator.
The 1966 Eldora crash where you exited the track is a testament to the danger. One thing I heard from somebody I really respect about sprint car racing is if a driver gets hurt and they come back and they can stand on the gas, you know you have a good one, and you were able to come back from that.
Yes, that told everybody how badly I wanted to race. You know, I had reached a pinnacle in my career where I couldn't let it go or show any effects of the accident, or that it, you know, it caused me to be cautious. You just couldn't, you know, you couldn't be cautious in a sprint car. You had to take it right to the edge, and I had the abilities to do that a lot. And the Eldora crash went out of the ballpark, as you said, and broke both arms and had severe concussion and missed that rest of that season in sprint cars and big cars. I had a great ride with Leader Card in the IndyCar division, and so it was devastating at the moment, but I wouldn't, you know, I've never been a one to give up, so I stayed with it and started picking my way back to the top, and it was something. The one thing about the crash at Eldora, Tony Stewart owns the racetrack now, and he told me that he had a big picture of me going over the fence at Eldora, all stretched out of the car. Centrifugal force is impossible to hang on. And anyway, he said it's the most famous picture that was ever made at Eldora. And I'm not sure I care for that title, but that's the way it was. But that same picture, I was in the hospital, and Daddy had the newspaper the next day, and my vision was still a little fuzzy, but I remember that picture being in the sports section, and I've always been looking for the guy that put it in there and wrote the heading under it. It said, "Rutherford waves to the crowd as he leaves the racetrack." I was all stretched out with my arms hanging up over my head, and I never did get to find the guy.
The Indy experience, that place is magical. Just to go there as a fan is something I will never forget. What do you remember about the very first time that you set foot on that property?
Oh, I can remember the chill that runs up your spine, you know, something you've only heard about or read about or seen pictures of. But it was incredible. The place, the first thing that hits you is how big the place is. You know, 2.5 miles around it, and it's a large facility. And my first race to see there was in 1960. A bunch of us from racing at the Devil's Bowl loaded up and went up to watch the 1960. Indy 500 when Jim Rathman and Roger Ward battled and changed the lead over 50 some times during the event, I think. But anyway, it was awesome to see the place, and of course that just fuels the fire for wanting to be there, you know. And my friend here, Jim McElreath, he and I raced together in IMCA back then, and back in the 60s, and he was on his way to go there and had earned himself up into a ride at Indianapolis and did quite well, Rookie of the Year, I think. And anyway, he helped me a great deal on my way to the top, to Indianapolis. And I started my career in 1959 at the Devil's Bowl Speedway in Dallas, Texas, and in 1963, I was a rookie at the Indianapolis 500 and took my test and made the race. And, you know, it's been a dream come true.
So many race fans know you, Johnny, as an open wheel driver, but many of them forget 1963 was a great year for you. You became the first NASCAR rookie to win a qualifier race at the Daytona 500, driving for Smokey Unick, and you also drove for Bud Moore in a 01 Mercury.
Yes, yes. Of course, Bud Moore's car, when they took a picture of it on the backstretch when we were out of the race, it was number 10. So it was 01, but it was number 10 upside down. Yes, I was racing IMCA sprint cars, and in 1962, and had switched to USAC at the Hoosier 100 to run the championship dirt cars, and that locks you into being a full-time USAC racer then, because they protect the 500. But anyway, I had a call from a friend of mine in Dallas, a Pontiac dealer, and he said, "Did you ever think you might want to run stock car at Daytona?" I said, you bet. You know, I'd run anything, anytime, anywhere. So he said, come over here. I've got a friend in Daytona that's building a car, and he wants to talk to you. So I went to Dallas and sat down, and I did not have a clue who he was talking about. So I went over, and he called, and he said, talked a little bit, and he said, yes, he's right here. I'll put him on. And he handed me the phone and says, here, talk to Smokey Unick. And I nearly slipped out of my chair at that time because Smokey had won the race in 62 with Fireball Roberts at the Speedway. And so anyway, I talked to Smokey, and he said, yeah, how soon can you be here? And I said, I'll be there tomorrow. And so I loaded up and took off and went to Daytona Beach and met up with Smokey in the shop, and they fitted me in the car and made any adjustments that needed to be done. And we went to the track the next day and got all credentialed up and got in the track and in the garage, in our garage area. And Smokey said, you're going to need somebody to answer questions for you. I'll be right back. And he took off, gone for about 10 minutes, came back, had two guys with him. And he's here. He said, I want you to meet Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly. And they were my tutors for my first Daytona 500. Little Joe was having problems with his car trying to get it up to speed that he wanted. But Fireball was a big help. He answered questions and would watch and came over and told me, you know, this and that about the drafting and so on and so forth. But anyway, that was a great thrill for me to run down there, and we set a new world record and track record for stock cars. Had started on the front row of the, I think it was the front row. Yeah, it had to be. I was on the front row of one of the qualifying races, and won that. So that was a big thrill, you know, to have done that, and always. I've always wondered, Smokey asked me if I wanted to stay with him to run NASCAR, and I said, Smokey, I really want to go to Indianapolis. And Smokey was a big fan of Indianapolis and built two or three cars that he raced there himself, and so he understood, and he wasn't really ready to do a full-time effort in NASCAR. So anyway, that was my start. I think I've run 37 races in NASCAR, but that was my best effort that first year. And Smokey's car was really a great, strong, had a strong engine. It was very good.
You won the Indy 500 in 1974, 1976, and 1980. That puts you in a very elite group.
Well, yes, it does. I think there's only been 10 or 11 of us that have accomplished that in the 103-year history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I am really, it is a great honor, thrill for me to have be able to produce like that. But I had great teams, 7 years with Team McLaren. Bruce McLaren's started the team, and that was one of my regrets, was that Bruce had been killed in his testing accident in England. He was killed in 70, and I didn't come with the team until 73, and I would really like for him to have been there to see what we were able to accomplish. But it was good. You know, 2 years for McLaren. And then they had to pull out and go back to pay attention to their Formula One efforts. And so that left me adrift. And Jim Hull hired me to drive the Chaparral after he and Al Unser had a falling out of sorts. And anyway, it was, you know, I just worked. Everything seemed to work. And the Chaparral won me my first national championship. IndyCar championships, and looking back, it's been a great ride to have been able to accomplish the things that I did. But I had a lot of great people behind me, the McLaren team and Jim Hall's effort. So it was, you know, I always think I wish I could go back and do it over again, but not to be. And now I'm, you know, 80 years old, and I really loved racing and enjoyed it very much. But it's time for me to do interviews with great people.
You also became the first driver in history to win two 500-mile events in one season in 1974.
Yeah, we won Pocono and Indianapolis. And the thing was, we won Indianapolis in 74. We went to Milwaukee the next weekend, and I won Milwaukee. And we went to Pocono 2 weeks later, and I won Pocono. So I won three IndyCar races in a row. And it was very exciting. We gave us a great sense of accomplishment to put the string like that together. And we had a good year in 74.
Why does World of Outlaws sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy. And we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaws season. And they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Arbor Day is right around the corner. Protect the trees on your property from the emerald ash borer. Wolf & Sons Yard Service has full-time arborists on staff to look at your trees and assess whether your trees have been affected. Wolf & Sons Yard Service can provide a plan to save your trees or remove them if needed. Call Wolf & Sons Yard Service today and schedule your tree removal today at 455-3524. That's 455-3524.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see Aero Racing Wheels or call 888-895-2376 today.
Ever wondered what a rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click the Build Your Rhino tab under the Born to Lead text. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. And always contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Bob Baker, the executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. And Bob, another racing season is right around the corner at Knoxville.
It sure is, Clayne. Thanks for having us on The Dirt Show again today. It's always great to visit with you and to be on the air with you with The Dirt Show and all the people that listen to you across the Midwest. Thanks for having us on.
When is the opener at Knoxville? Because I know everybody's waiting.
Saturday night, April 13th, will be opening night here at Knoxville Raceway, right next to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And we'll have our three series of sprint car racing, our 410 series, our 360 series, and our newly named 305 series, which will be racing with us with the 525, I believe it is, Crate engines at Knoxville this year for the 305s.
And also, if it is a little chilly and you're not a diehard race fan, you can sit on the second floor of the museum, correct?
Absolutely. We sell our second floor tickets on race day and race night. They're always double what the grandstand prices are, so the grandstands are $15 for adults, and we're $30 for adults, and we allow you to bring your own food and drinks in with you, so your coolers and beverages and anything you'd like to bring with you are welcome, or if you'd like to place an order from one of the local Knoxville restaurants like Casey's General Stores or Pizza Hut or any of the restaurants in Knoxville, they'll all deliver it right to our front door on race night for you, so you can come to the races, bring your own soda pop, drinks, whatever you like. You're even welcome to bring your own food if you like with you.
Bob, you and Bill Wright do an excellent job with the displays at the museum, and this year's Salute to Champions is going to knock it out of the park.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned our Salute to Champions because Bill and I both have been working this winter on our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt, and right now we have a total of, I think, seven of A.J. Foyt's race cars with us to showcase a wide variety of the different types of racing that A.J. did, but we've got three of his Indianapolis 500 winning cars coming, a 1961 Hut 100 Midget that he won the Hut 100 with over at Terre Haute, and also his 1974 Steve Stapp sprint car that A.J. drove to win the twin 50-lap feature wins at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, and also his dirt champ car, bright orange-red number 14 that everybody sees on the cover of all the magazines around the country. Those are just a few of the cars that are coming, along with videos, memorabilia from A.J. Foyt's vast driving career, just to showcase A.J. Foyt, who was one of our first ever inductees here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum back in 1992. So A.J. was in our original inaugural class of inductees to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. So we're real proud to be able to bring this exhibit to Knoxville for race fans to come in and see it during the racing season. It starts on May the 1st and runs through October 1st, so we'll have AJ's race cars, the Salute to Champion t-shirts that we've had in the past, and the posters, along with the videos and all the memorabilia for AJ Foyt from those months, May through the 1st of October, here in our museum.
Bob, you know and I know if you do the same thing over and over again, it gets old and it gets stagnant, and you guys are always the innovators, and you're changing things up this year. You've got a tremendous giveaway with the Corvette.
We do our Win a Z06Corvette.com sweepstakes. It's something we've never done before. A few of the other automotive museums have had very good success with new car giveaways, and it just seemed like a natural to do a Corvette for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. The Z06 Corvette has a very proud and vast history in motorsports with Penske Racing, A.J. Foyt, Gurney, and some of the other people who've driven the Z06s. And so we just thought it was a natural tie-in to give away a Corvette Z06, and what better place to give it away than on the stage Saturday night during the Knoxville Nationals on August 10th. For more information or to make a donation to get some sweepstakes tickets to try to win the Corvette, people can just easily go online to winaz06corvette.com, and everything's right there on the internet in front of you, and you can make any amount of a donation you like, and the different dollar amounts get different amounts of tickets or chances to win the Corvette, which we'll give away here on, again, Saturday, August the 10th, during the Knoxville Nationals.
Another giveaway, it's the ultimate trip for a sprint car fan, Australia.
It is. It's our third annual Australian Sprint Car Vacation, and I might mention that without Janet Holbrook's help, this contest wouldn't be possible. Janet pretty much underwrites the contest giveaway herself. The winner has the option of two airfare trip tickets from anywhere in the United States, contiguous United States, seven-night hotel accommodations, and two VIP tickets to the Grand Annual Sprint Car Classic in January of 2020. That's all the first option. The second option, if you can't get away, get off work to go to the Australian Sprint Car Classic, then you can take the $10,000 cash, which, by the way, the last two winners of this contest have opted for the $10,000 cash option. So it's pretty nice. You either get a vacation to Australia that's all paid for or a $10,000 cash option. So it's a pretty popular contest, and we give this away this year. It will be on Friday night during the Knoxville Nationals on the stage right in front of the grandstand. So it's always fun to pull the winner's name out of the big barrel like we do for the Australian Sprint Car Vacation and award the trip or the cash to somebody who's either in the audience or listening at home on the pay-per-views.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more about the displays at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, more about your gift shop if they want to buy something for a race fan in their life, or if they want to find out more about the giveaways, what's the best way to do that?
Your listeners can go online very easily to www.sprintcarhof.com, or they can go online to sprintcarstuff.com, or they can call us anytime. We have a toll-free number, and we're open 7 days a week, and our toll-free number is 800-874-4488, and we can answer any questions and help people with either their Australian Sprint Car Vacation chances to win that trip, or the Win a Z06 Corvette.com sweepstakes, or hours for our museum, which, by the way, we're open on race days every Saturday during the race season from 8 a.m. in the morning until the final checkered flag falls. So it's a great opportunity to come in and see our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt this summer, have some fun in Knoxville while you're in town with us, and stick around for some great sprint car racing on Saturday night. So Saturdays are our busiest day during the race season in the museum and the museum store.
Bob, it's always great to have you on the show. We will have you on throughout the season prior to all the major events down at the Knoxville Raceway, and thank you for joining us on the Dirt Show.
Clayton, thank you so much for having us on the Dirt Show, and I hope all your listeners can make it to Knoxville, especially for our home opener. We're really excited about Saturday, April 13th this year.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Clayton.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme Powder Coating is your go-to to refurbish all your summer gear. From patio sets and trailers to farm equipment, Extreme can handle the smallest projects to the largest. Sandblasting on-site and powder coat epoxy primers create the perfect base for any of their 100 top coat colors. Not only is powder coating environmentally friendly, it's the most durable finish on the market. Extreme Powder Coating looks like paint, acts like armor.
Welcome back to a special segment, and I am joined by Pat Warren, president of Kansas Speedway. And Pat, the first thing I have to say is you have a gem of a facility down there in Kansas.
Well, I appreciate that. The only reason our facility is so nice is due to the hard work of our operations team, which, you know, really busts their tail year round to keep it clean and nice. And, of course, our fans, when they're here, are very respectful and take care of the place. We like to try to treat it sort of like Disneyland in the Midwest and really pride ourselves on being clean and keeping things up to date.
My experience there, when I walked in and I saw the track for the very first time, I literally had goosebumps on my arms. I was just like, wow, this is amazing. You have two great days of racing coming up, May 10th and May 11th. Tell the fans what you have coming up and some of the great things going on around the racing.
Well, obviously, you know, we've got both the Gander Outdoors Truck Series 250 on Friday, May 10th. That's a night race. And then on Saturday, we've got the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series 400, which is also a night race. It starts about 6:30. But some of the new things we're doing this year really will impact any fan who can get here on a Friday. NASCAR's got a new open garage policy, which will be, I think, 3 to 5 p.m. on Friday. And the first 300 fans that sign up for that on site on Friday, we'll be able to go experience the NASCAR garage, the Cup garage. It's the cold garage setting. It's between practice and qualifying, but you'll be able to walk around the car, see everything you want to see. It's really a neat deal. And then we've worked with NASCAR, and we're going to launch a program we're calling, right now we've sort of tentatively named it Under the Hood, where you actually get to walk into the garage itself. I'm not talking about the area around the garage. I'm talking about walking in between the cars, in between the noses of the cars, and walk in Garage A, where the top 17 cars will be stationed. And you'll get to do that for either 45 minutes or an hour. It'll be two different lengths of sessions, sort of depending on the time block we've got. But both of those things are free. They're included with, you know, if you buy a $15 fan walk ticket, you can do those things on Friday. And, of course, on Friday, kids are free, which is a great opportunity for a family that wants to come in. You buy the adult ticket, the kids' ticket's free, and it's just a great opportunity for a full day or a full weekend of entertainment if you want to come Friday and Saturday.
Another thing about Kansas Speedway, I don't think there's a bad seat in the house.
That's right. We don't have any obstructed seats. We're almost 20 years old now, but we're still one of the newer tracks in NASCAR. And so we had the advantage of, you know, I'd call it modern sports architecture. And so our first row of seats is actually elevated about 12 feet from the upper edge of the track. And it really makes a difference in terms of what you can see. And then the backstretch, you actually go uphill a little bit when you're driving through turns one and two. You can't feel it because of the banking and those things. But the backstretch is elevated a little bit, again, to provide better sight lines for the fans. And so the entire facility was really built with the fan in mind. But you're right, there is no bad seat at our facility. It's really just a question of, you know, do you want to sit at pit out? Do you want to sit at the start-finish line? Do you want to be at pit in? It's anything you want, and you're going to have a full view of everything the entire day.
And you brought up the value. To take your entire family out to an event, you offer some great ticket packages for mom and dad and the kids, a lot of hotel availability, and some great restaurants. So you can go on a great racing vacation for the weekend and not spend a whole ton of money.
That's true. You know, Kansas City has enough hotel rooms that if you're willing to, and you don't really have to drive very far, but if you're willing to drive 20 minutes from the racetrack, even 20 minutes on a race day on Friday, it's not going to be 20 minutes on Saturday, but it would be on Friday, you can get a hotel room at a normal room rate night. You're not going to get hit with room minimums. You're not going to get hit with exorbitant prices. Now, if you want to get a room literally across the street from the track in the Legends area, those prices go up. They're elevated. They have minimums, night stays, and those kind of things. But you go to the city where I grew up, Overland Park or Leawood, where I live now, places like that, which are suburbs of Kansas City, you can get a very, very reasonably priced, very nice room, and you're in a great area. You can go downtown to Kansas City, Missouri, to the Country Club Plaza. It's a great shopping district. There's really a lot of opportunities for a fan who wants to come and enjoy Kansas City for the weekend.
Pat, if they'd like to find out more information on May 10th and May 11th at Kansas Speedway, what is the best way to do that?
I think the best way, bar none, is to call us at 866-460-RACE. And the reason I say that, and I'm somebody who loves the internet and I love shopping online, Amazon Prime does a lot of damage to my pocketbook. But for a fan that wants to come here, especially a first-time fan, think talking to our sales agents who are based here. They're not at a remote call center, although if you call on the weekends, you'll reach a team in Daytona. But if you call on a weekday, you're going to reach our team in Kansas City. They know our track. They know the seats. They know everything about Kansas Speedway, and they will help deliver a phenomenal experience to you. And the other thing that they'll do is they have some offers on scanners and fan visions that we can't offer online. So you can get a great deal on a scanner or a fan vision, which I think is critical to having a good experience, especially for a first-time race fan who probably doesn't own those already.
Pat, thank you for being with us, and also thank you for teaming up with us for the giveaways that we do here on our radio station in southern Minnesota. It is a very popular deal.
Hey, thank you for your help and support, and I hope we have a lot of Minnesotans down for the race in May and then maybe again in October.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now, you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and you know it's springtime when I'm talking to Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings are sponsoring a series this year. Tell us about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clayne, we're happy to team up with you again this year and sponsoring this new series. And boy, it just seems like winter just flew by. I thought winter was long, but here we are already talking racing again, and it just seems like 30 days ago we were just closing out last year.
Well, I know when we go to the local racetracks, we see your billboards at many of the area tracks. Now, this new series you're sponsoring is a little bit unusual.
Well, yeah, that's us. You know, we talked about that last year, and needless to say, we're avid race fans, thinking back years and years ago that I used to build engines and drive myself. So it's certainly fun teaming up with you on this. OTTPA, and what it is, it's a tractor and truck pull, and they cover, I'm just going to guess offhand, like 6 or 8 Midwestern states, and we're one of the official sponsors of it, and they're out of Northwest Iowa is where their headquarters are. I believe it's Rock Rapids, and so Cookie will have presence at all the tractor pulls, and some of them will be there ourselves sampling product and stuff, and it's kind of fun because 100 years ago, well, maybe not quite that, but I used to build up big block chivvies that put in some of those tractors for tractor pulls. So we're excited to team up with them, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Speed, you're officially in your 80s, but you are still always the innovator, and last year you came out with a new product, Korean barbecue sauce, and that has been a big hit.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you, I actually got a couple of them, but the one that I'll share today with them, and it's real simple, I call it crock pot pulled pork, but what you do is you take either boneless Boston butter, or Hormel's got a product called boneless rib end, just throw that in, get about 3-4 pounds of it, whatever will fit in your 6-quart crock pot, just season it with about a tablespoon of cookie flavor enhancer on it, throw it in your crock pot, throw in a can of ginger ale, and then this really sounds strange, but cut an orange in half and squeeze the juice out of the orange in on top of that pork, and then go ahead and throw the cut up orange in on top of it, put the lid on it, and turn it on high for about 5 or 6 hours, and that pork will just get fall apart tender, and pull it out of there and then shred it up and dump our Korean barbecue sauce on it. And I'll tell you what, it's good I like to just take a flour tortilla shell and warm it up, and then just to put that on there and roll it up and just eat it as a wrap. And you can also do it on a sandwich, but it's really good on a wrap. And if you want to just throw a little bit of fresh chopped up cilantro on it, and I'll tell you what, that's mighty tasty, Clay.
Speed, there's nothing better than good racing and good food, and you will be on with us throughout the 2019 season, giving fans great recipes that they can pre-cook ahead of time and take with them, or make out at the racetrack and have a great racing season. And Speed, if they'd like to find out more about your great products, how can they do that?
Just go to the old cookiesbbq.com. And there's all of our products listed on there. And then also there's recipes and some YouTube videos on our website with how to cook this and how to cook that. So just go to cookiesbbq.com for great recipes, and you'll find cookies in all your finer stores. If they don't have it, it's not a finer store, and you shouldn't be in there shopping anyway.
That's right. Looking forward to another great season with you, Speed.
You bet you will. Have a good one, Clay, and stay out of trouble. And if they throw you in jail, give me a call.
I certainly will.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit MastelBrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom diecast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see Chris Stangler.
StanglersCustoms.com. This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Well, it's that time of year again. Racing is kicking off in our area. We'll either be heading up to Cedar Lake Speedway in New Richmond, Wisconsin, or down to Boone Speedway in Boone, Iowa this weekend. Tune in right here to the Dirt Show every weekend, and I'll keep you updated on racetracks throughout the area, upcoming specials, and facts that you should know about our area racetracks. The World Outlaw Sprint Car Series was at Paris Auto Speedway in California last Saturday night, March 30th. Your heat race winners were Donnie Schatz, Rico Abreu, and Aaron Reitzel. And in the 30-lap A Main for $10,000 to win, it was the 87 of Aaron Reitzel over Carson Macedo, followed by Rico Abreu.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
Hi, this is Jim Mesgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Mesgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out, or we can locate those hard to find parts for you. Mesgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Mesgan.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.